Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, now every now and then, okay?
What?
When we're prepping for the show and we're trying to come up with an angle and how we want to approach things, right? Mm-hmm. Every now and then, you come up with a fantastic question.
Bull crap.
And a fantastic way of presenting
no,
it.
No, I
and
know.
That day is not today.
No, that's what I thought. No, it's definitely not today.
I'm not overselling it. I just want to give you the stage and allow you to present this because I do think that it's intriguing. It really is.
You're talking about the college football one.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
No, I wanted to talk about my new boxers and how comfortable they're
no, you're
they
done
are.
Talking about your boxers,
oh,
for
yeah.
God's sake.
It's amazing.
No, the question is Jim Harbaugh good or not? No, that's not the question.
Do you love Jim Harbaugh?
No. I was listening to the Valeni kid berate the Sully kid earlier just the Sully kid was, you know, and I've actually talked to some people that Michigan fans and non-Michigan fans that are still scared about Wisconsin on Saturday. Now, I don't think you should be petrified, but it's still Wisconsin, which was ranked number 4 in the country at one point, I believe. They still have this offensive line averaging 512 pounds across the front in Jonathan Taylor. So hidden beneath the surface of all of this is because of what happened to Michigan State and what may be happening and what happened with Michigan, whatever it was, and what may yet be happening, is this the first time that Michigan fans are starting to think they got it back? It's turned back in their favor. And I know what you're going to say, and I know most people are going to say, I'm going to go ahead and wait till I see the end of the season and see what it – No. Just from what you've seen so far, do you think this is the beginning?
The turning point.
Of it turning back. And by turning back, I don't just mean Michigan, Michigan State. I mean Michigan, maybe. You know, if they win these next three games, Michigan, Ohio State becomes what it used to be. Is this the beginning of turning back? Or do you want to say, whoa, Joe, not yet?
The phone number is 248-539-9797, and take a text is at 97136. Let me take a stab at this, okay? Yeah. I think people were ready, Michigan fans specifically, were ready to, you know, say that this year was going to be the turning point, heading into Notre Dame, okay? I think a lot of people were bumping their chest, flexing a little bit, you know, excited.
That's true,
And then they got knocked back down to earth and went, boy, lost to Notre Dame. The offense looks the same. I'm getting really nervous about what Jim Harbaugh is going to do in Ann Arbor. And slowly I think that faith maybe has been built up over the last several weeks as they've been working on things and, as you like to say, progressing and getting better as opposed to what we saw last year. But I think most Michigan fans are going to be hesitant to say anything until they win a bigger game. So until they
beat Wisconsin,
until they beat a Michigan State. And maybe even Penn State. I mean, we talked about it last night. 3-0 or bust. You know, is that what you're expecting? I think Michigan fans now, instead of, you know, as Harbaugh would say, getting out in front of their skis and saying, we're back. You know, we're ready to go.
No. They shouldn't say it.
I think
at
they're
all.
Waiting.
No. Michigan, the team shouldn't say
no,
it.
No, but I think fans are waiting.
If the blue diehards have finally allowed themselves to start thinking it. Now, if not now, which I totally understand, if not now, beating Wisconsin? Well, that's not good enough, according to the crazy Italian guy before us.
Yeah.
Beating Michigan State. Well, that might not be enough. Michigan State might be down.
According to Mike, Wisconsin may as well be, SMU.
No, not even that good.
I guess that's true, yeah.
Yeah, 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. And here they come. I knew these were coming. Beat OSU and go to Indy. Until then, Michigan isn't back. Next one, Michigan has the second worst coaching in the Big Ten behind MSU. They will get exposed by every team, good team on the schedule. John in Dearborn. You know what this sounds like? Because I saw this, and I was reading a bunch of national college football columns, and the debate is going on in the state of Texas. Is Texas back?
Oh, yeah.
Because they beat Oklahoma.
Yeah.
They've beaten Oklahoma before, though, and weren't back.
That's true.
And they've been gone not quite as long as Michigan has been gone, but close as far as the elite, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And people aren't buying it there yet, even though they got that win over Oklahoma. You think it's way premature, as the ticket texters seem to be eating up, or go ahead, be bold, and go say, you know what? I've seen enough to know Michigan State has taken a step back. They've been the biggest thorn in the side outside of Ohio State, and Michigan has improved, and they finally have a quarterback. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think this is where it turns.
I think most Michigan fans are waiting. And if you get through Wisconsin and Michigan State, then you can start to really look at that Penn State game as, okay, this is when things change if Michigan can get a victory in that one. You get to 3-0 and you have a couple of games and then Ohio State to end the season, that's when I think Michigan fans will, you know, start to be like, okay, Jimmy's turning the corner.
Wait a minute. I think we've known the Michigan fans may prematurely announce their rearrival, right?
But I think Notre Dame ruined that. I think they need to see Wisconsin, they need to see Michigan State, and they need to see Penn State, because if you don't beat all three of them, it's going to make it pretty difficult, you know, in trying to get to Indianapolis. Is that fair? Because then you have to beat Ohio State, and the tiebreaker potentially needs to fall your way.
Yeah.
No?
I mean, do you have to? Well, are there some Michigan fans that say you have to get to Indianapolis and win the game before you think it's turned? I'm not saying – when I say – I didn't even say – I'm saying do you think it's turned? I'm not saying back to being number one in the country.
Well,
no.
When did that ever happen?
No, 1997. That was the last time.
21 years ago.
And they were up there a few times since then but didn't pull it off.
I wouldn't say get back to being anything because Michigan has been an
8-4, 9-3. I said not getting back. I'm saying turning. Is it turn? Do you feel
taking
like
a step up?
Do you finally feel like it's not halting steps, that it's legitimate steps?
Not
do
baby steps.
That?
Giant leaps, potentially.
Eggs.
Like,
do you think that? And I'm not telling you you have to.
Like Mason hurtling over that defender last week against Maryland.
Oh, did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Bench Mason. Ticket text 97136. When Wojo, all in caps. When Michigan beats Michigan State and or Ohio State convincingly,
okay,
then you can talk turning points. Until that happens, pump the brakes.
Can you just get a win?
I'm not pressing the gas pedal.
Get a win before you're like, I need to see a 4-touchdown victory at Michigan State. Easy.
Give me credit. I got Valenti on the record saying if Michigan barely beats Wisconsin 10-9 and doesn't look good, he will not crap all over.
Well, and that's the thing. With the Lions on a bye weekend, you know, Monday isn't going to be dedicated to Lions. He's going to have no material if that ends up happening. You know?
Oh, no. He'll...
You think he'll rescind?
See, you watch. Who's the little Ricardo guy in there?
Oh,
he'll
erase
that crosswalk.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll never hear that again.
Well, that's part of the reason that Ricardo was hired. It's just, you know, to protect Mike and delete everything negative or bad things.
Exactly.
No, it's a very fair point. I agree. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Are you with Wojo here? You know, essentially, he's asking the question. I don't even know that you necessarily think they're back, but – are you allowing yourself as a Michigan fan to think this is the turning point?
And the only reason it's different, because you could have said that, well, wait, 2 years ago Michigan State was 3-9 Michigan, and I bet a lot of people thought, all right, it's turned, and it didn't stay turned. Is this one different?
No, it didn't stay turnt.
Turnt.
Yeah.
Turnt up.
Get it right. We'll get to some of your phone calls coming up, 248-539-9797. Bogey and Wojo live at Little Caesars Arena, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.